let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The highly praised Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories by Donald Blosser is an inspirational storytelling book where persons in the New Testament tell their own story about their life, how they met Jesus, and the impact this had on them. It shows Jesus interacting with people in a very positive, affirming way. The hope is that these individuals will come alive as actual persons living in a culture that was quite different from our own. The book invites the reader to experience the difficult life that most people faced in the first century Palestine. These stories describe in a beautiful human way the mystery of the Gospels. Donald Blosser was a Mennonite pastor, professor of New Testament at Goshen College. 22 years of teaching brought a commitment to progressive theology and to issues of peace and justice in the teachings of Jesus, a master storyteller. Reverend Donald Blosser, author of Meeting Jesus, A Common People, Uncommon Stories, our guest on This Week in America. Reverend Blosser, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you. Really is.
I love what you've done in this book, the way you've told the story. It's very relatable. It's receiving excellent reviews. Every book is sort of like a person. We all have different stories. We have histories. What was the history in writing this book for you?
Well, I served as an interim pastor in a congregation and met an elderly woman in the congregation who was housebound because of allergies and other age illness related things. She asked me one day, said, "Don, you're supposed to know things. Anna, this woman that was in the temple when Jesus was circumcised, said, women didn't belong in the temple. What was she doing there? You find out." Well, I've got a PhD in New Testament, and so I know a little bit about the culture. I decided I was going to ask Anna to tell her own story. And so I created a story which is plausibly accurate, but it's created. And she loved it. And they said, "Okay, now, there was this little boy who brought his lunch to Jesus. Why did he do that?" And then we started a relationship in which I began every evening to sit down at my computer and tell a story or have a New Testament person tell their story. And then we'd get together and Maggie and I would talk about it. And that developed a practice that went on for a little over a year.
It's just amazing, this random question. All of a sudden, it's a very successful book and touching so many people with the, I mentioned a master storyteller, and you are. The book is Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories by Donald Blosser, B-L-O-S-S-E-R. Book available, of course, Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll mention that throughout the program. You use fresh, modern language. The book is very relatable. Do you have, like, maybe a favorite story or two in the book that you would like to share with us?
Well, I've got a couple of them that I really like. One of them, you know the story about the woman who gets caught in adultery. And hey, people don't commit adultery on the street normally. And in the New Testament, if someone is caught in adultery, both the man and the woman are to be charged with adultery. And the man is never mentioned here. And so I began to wonder about that. And so I created a story about this woman who was married and her husband was killed in an accident at work. And she's now a widow with a small child, struggling to make a living, trying to keep her child fed. And one of her husband's friends come to visit her, ask how she is, and proceeds to rape her. And then the word, he tells another person about her, and people start calling on her, and she tries desperately to stop them from coming. She didn't want to. And then one day they drag her out and throw her down in front of Jesus. And I find it interesting that Jesus didn't condemn her. He scolded the people who brought her, which made me wonder, what's her story like? And so I created a story, and then in the end, Jesus tells her, hey, get a different way of living. Do better. I'm not going to condemn you. Do better. And so she makes some changes in her life. I think she is the most misunderstood woman in the New Testament. And then another, Then another one real quick.
Yes, please.
Onesimus, the story of the slave that made friends with Paul. How did he become a slave? Well, he was an educated man, highly educated, because he was served as Paul's scribe. And Onesimus later became a church leader. We know that because in the first century, the early church father Ignatius sent a letter to Onesimus, who was then bishop in the church. And so here's a letter that's about forgiveness. How do you forgive? What happens when you forgive? It's an emotional story as Paul persuades Onesimus to go back to Philemon and apologize. And Onesimus does. Philemon forgives him. And what happens to people when we forgive them? That's that story.
You do such a wonderful job of taking these stories, and again, stories that people are familiar with and maybe had some of the same questions that came up in the mind of the lady that you were talking to that started this journey for you, and you break them down, you make them so relatable and understandable, again, in modern language. What do you...
I tell you, Rick, in doing that, I should just tell you how many of these people I fell in love with. I admired them and made them people who have feelings and needs and what happens. It was a great experience.
The video version of this is up on YouTube, and if you go to our website, you click on videos, you'll be able to see the video with Reverend Blosser. And it's interesting just to see your face, your body language, and you can tell it in your voice that these are people that you feel like you know. And I guess because you feel that way to the subjects you're writing about, it comes alive to the reader as well. We feel like we know these people. We understand their story. The book is so powerful in that respect. Meeting Jesus, Uncommon People. I did that again. Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories by Donald Blosser, our guest on the program. What do you hold?
Can I jump in? I'm sorry I interrupt you, but you get me going.
Yes.
You see, what you just said is the response I'm getting most often from people. People will email me or talk to me who know me and say, I'll never read the New Testament again the same way.
Yes.
These people come alive, and maybe Jesus cares about me. If he cared about them, maybe I can trust him too. And that's rewarding.
And I guess that's the bottom line on what makes this so successful. We feel a different link with Jesus out there after reading this, a different person in your presentation. It's just done so well. Is that what you hope people experience in reading this book, that they're able to look at the situation in a different way, a more positive way, a more understanding way?
Well, I spent a chunk of my life as a pastor, and I'm disappointed, if I dare say it, that for many people, religious faith or Christian faith is judgmental and harsh, and people exclude people rather than invite people in. And as I read the New Testament, I see Jesus reaching out to people whom other people don't accept and invites them in, treats them as a person, helps them, relates to them, and they discover life is worth living again. And I would like to have people see Christian faith as a place you go for help. That if I'm lonely and need help, that's where I could find help. That Jesus reaches out to people and helps them do better in life.
You'll feel that connection.
Interesting. Sorry, Rick. One more. There were people in the New Testament with whom Jesus was very critical, but that was people like me who were the teachers, the Pharisees, who were the teachers and the scholars of the day. And we tend to pick up them as the model for how to treat people, be pure and holy and righteous. And Jesus says, no, be human, be caring and be loving.
And don't apologize. Jump in anytime. I want to hear your story about Common People, Uncommon Stories, Meeting Jesus. That's the title sort of out of order there by Reverend Blesser's book on the program. We'll give you that. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned something with their critics. It can be a harsh world out there. What are their critics? Or what are people saying? I'm reading all these negative things that all of a sudden these stories come alive to me. Like, wow, I've heard them all my life. I'm 65 years old, and now they suddenly make sense, and I feel a sense of empathy with what's happening. What, are you getting critics? Is there any criticism?
Well, I'm going to ask you, first of all, I respond better if you call me Don. If you call me Dr. Blosser, then I think I have to behave.
Okay, no, don't behave.
I've received one letter of criticism out of hundreds and hundreds, one letter, and the person was upset with me because he said, Don, you treat these stories like these were real people with feelings, and everybody knows, quote unquote, everybody knows these were just made up stories and mythological things, but you treat them like they're people. And I see, Rick, so often we treat people that way. We forget that they're real people with feelings.
Yes.
And we deal with them in ways that are harsh and unkind. And I counted it as a compliment when he said, you make these people act like they're real people, because they are.
I was just going to say your one criticism was actually a compliment. So you really haven't had any criticism yet. The book Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories by Donald Blosser, our guest on the program. This book has to help people get through all the different crises that we go through on a daily life. Is that another benefit of that? Because we can relate to stories, people going through situations and coming out okay.
Well, I'm convinced, yeah, you're right on target. Because of the kind of help that comes to us when we're with somebody who listens while we talk and doesn't try to figure out how to shut us up, but helps us to tell our story, people like that help us do better. They help us come to terms with ourselves and with life. And I would hope that people in reading the stories in the book could say, hey, maybe there's hope for me. Maybe somebody would understand and care about me too.
Donald Blosser, the guest, Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories, the name of his book. You're a person of faith. How would you describe yourself? Because you've approached this in a more down-to-earth, as one of us type of presentation where we can really relate to what you're saying. How do you describe yourself?
Now, hey, that's a tough question because, but I'm a person of faith. I grew up in a religious home, became a Mennonite pastor and a teacher. And I'd like to think that as a pastor, I was able to listen, to relate to people and help people who were hurting and find ways to give them hope. And I would hope that as a teacher, I was able to help people wrestle with questions they had about faith. I wasn't in the classroom. I wasn't one who told you what you had to believe, but rather, I tried to draw out students to ask questions, and then together, let's find answers to them. So that I would describe myself as a progressive Christian who's not going to judge you, but will try to be helpful, because without being judgmental, people will begin to share and open up and find themselves worth loving. I'm careful when people ask me questions, because they think, here's a guy with a PhD who was a pastor, he's supposed to know everything. Well, I don't. But I think if we talk together, we might both together learn something about it. I hope people who have questions about faith would ask questions rather than avoid them.
What kind of contact have you had with the people who have read your book? You talked about the critic that actually was giving you a compliment, and the reviews you read online are absolutely superlative. What kind of contact have you had, and how does that make you feel when you're able to renew a person's faith?
Oh, Rick, that sends shivers up and down my spine, because the emails that I get of people who said, I read your book, I didn't think I was going to like it, but I found myself in this book. And, you know, it was interesting to read people who face the issues that I face about feeding the family and caring for my children. And people have come back and said, Don, you understand. And, you know, Rick, that's an awful nice compliment to get.
It is, and it's because you do understand. I think that's the basis that comes across in this conversation and in your book, Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories. How did this book change you? This book has had an impact on the many people who've read the book. What impact did it have on the author? Did this leave its impression on you?
Oh, anybody who writes knows how it impacts what you're saying. And as I wrote, I began to see myself in these people, just in little traits, not perfectly in that way. But I learned from watching how Jesus related to people who were struggling. I learned that maybe I need to back off a little bit and not be so quick to give people answers to questions, but to listen to them and help them find answers rather than answering them. I think now, here you'd have to ask people who know me whether I'm being honest or not, but I'd like to think that I became more patient, more accepting, and a better listener than I had been before. I used to have answers for any question you'd ask. Now I think I'd do a better job of listening. I hope so, at least.
That's what maturity will bring to all of us, isn't it? After you go through all of these years and you try to put things in perspective, people will say to you, Don, this is a great book. This was a life-changing book. What are you going to write next? Not to put any pressure on you, but one book leads to another. It's such a great mind, such a great presentation. What are you working on next?
Well, can I hold up a book cover so you?
Oh, yes, yes.
The Good News According to Jesus.
Okay.
This came out of a conversation I had with a Jewish rabbi, of all people, who said he identifies himself as a follower of God and according to the Torah. And you Christians are also following a follower of God named Jesus. Why can't we work together and just pick up the good news of God's love and grace? So I went back to the New Testament and read it carefully, looking for how did Jesus describe who he was and what he was doing? Not what did other people say about him, but how did he describe himself? And I discovered that Jesus spent 90% of his time talking about the kingdom of God. How would God have us live together here on this earth? And I became convinced, if I dare be judgmental for a moment, American fundamentalism, with this belief that Jesus came to die for our sins so that we can go to heaven, doesn't really fit with how Jesus himself described his mission. For example, a real quick example.
Sure.
The Great Commission. At the end of his life, he's back with the disciples. He doesn't sit down with them, now, I want to make sure you get your theology right about why I died. He said, no, you go out and tell people what I told you about how God would have you live. And so the good news according to Jesus is, how does Jesus call us to live together as people on this earth, even with people with whom we disagree? But together, can we make this world a better place to live? That's, in my judgment, that's the good news according to Jesus. How would God have us live together on this earth? And that's what that book is about. I think we ought to be resurrection people, not crucifixion people. We ought to be giving new life, helping people live. That's the good news according to Jesus.
Well, I'm anxious to talk about that book as well. The time is going by so quickly. In this book, Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories, tells the stories of people who need help, and they need help badly. Why is it, do you think, when we tell stories, we often see ourselves as the helper who is the person who's right and the person who has the power?
Oh, that's what I think we picked that up from our American culture. The American culture is individualistic and competitive. It's kind of like, if I win, you have to lose. And I I've caught up in this idea of that people want to find ways to be together. And so they try to make themselves more powerful than they are so that people would accept them. And I'm coming to believe that people, right now, we got a pandemic going around, and my heart goes out to those doctors and nurses and ambulance workers who every day get up and go to work to help somebody else live. And I find my heart goes out to those people. They're not telling people what to do, but they're helping people discover how to become well again. And I think that changes how we see our faith, that we don't put people in boxes, but we build bridges, and that we help people to give answers by listening and learning. I think people know more than what we often give them responsibility for knowing. And I grew up benefiting from the services of a lot of people. And I would hope that my life might be of benefit to some other people, to help them.
Well, it certainly has been and continues to be. I've a couple minutes left in the program. One final question. As a religious writer, you're telling stories about Jesus. How do you want people to see Jesus, or religious faith for that matter, for themselves? Because I think you break it down into a different presentation than we hear a lot.
Here I see, as a progressive Christian, I see Jesus differently than many do, and I see God differently also. I see religious faith as a good thing, because it teaches us basic principles about how God would have us live together as human beings, so that I count myself not a believer in Jesus, but a follower of Jesus. So I'm less concerned about your doctrinal answers to theological questions, but rather, how do you treat your neighbor? How do you treat your children? How do you care about somebody who comes and says, "Don, I gotta just talk. Will you listen?" Certainly Christian faith is a blessing for me, and I've been privileged, really, really, really. But I would hope that which I have experienced flows through me to others, so that my validity as a Christian is not what I have, but what do people around me have because of who I am? Does my life make their life better? And that's the way I would see Christian faith. And that's the way I see some other people and other religious faiths also. Do we help other people? Christian faith should be a blessing for all humanity, with respect, with love, with acceptance, without first asking, who are you and where do you sit on Sunday morning? I would hope that by reading this book, people would see Jesus as a compassionate friend in whom we see God in a new way. My images of God, and with this I'll close, my images of God are heavily Jesus-shaped. I think Jesus told us the truth about how God loves us and cares about us and is willing to suffer on our behalf. I hope people can experience other people that way. I hope so. And I think what you're doing, Rick, is a good ministry, as we help people come to terms with themselves and discover maybe helping others is the way we can bring peace and hope and justice to this world right now.
Well,
or we need it.
We really do right now, and you're advancing that principle with everything that you do, including your book, Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories by Donald Blosser. I'm mentioning, of course, Amazon. Is that the best place to buy the book? I assume it's available at all of the places.
It's available at all different places. I could give them my email address. They could contact me. I can do it. Amazon is probably the best place, but I'm not a great fan of Amazon. But they're okay.
Well, then we'll get the book off to you, and it's easy to remember. But and we'll put some of that information up on the website as well, so you can get information on the book and order the book there as well. Don, it has been such a pleasure to have you on the program. I would love to be able to do this again and talk about the next book. It's your enthusiasm comes through the screen, comes through the radio as people are listening to this, and you've helped so many people with this book and will continue to do so. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Hey, thanks for asking. This has been a great treat. I'm delighted. Thank you.
Well, it has been my pleasure. I'm taking notes as we're talking here. So this has been good. I've really enjoyed having the pleasure to have you with us on the program. Donald Blosser, author of Meeting Jesus, Common People, Uncommon Stories. Information you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.